Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason says second baseman sluggish start brings back memories of Crawford.
No shot. It's too soon for the Kyle Crawford stuff. Kyle Crawford came here, somebody that people, they were just like, yeah, he's going to hit 20 home runs. This guy is going to be a good player.
There's a shot hammer to center field. It's crushed, and this ball is gone. Trevor Story.
Way back, and this game is tied. Welcome to Fenway, Trevor Story.
Gone into the center field seats.
Trevor drives one to left field. Way back and way gone. Story, two for two. Two-run homers.
There's a drive to left field. Way back. A three-home run game for Trevor Story. Can you believe it?
And it's gone! Grand slam for Trevor Story. His fourth home run in two nights.
Gone! Trevor Story with his fifth home run of this series. Gone! Three-run homer. Trevor Story is eighth of the year, and the Red Sox lead it 4-0. Gone! A three-run homer.
This guy is going to be a good player.
Excellent job, Ryan Garber, on the production. Merlone, Fourier, and Mego live here at the Seaport edition of Lord Hobo. Place is filling up. Come on by. Pre-game for Celtics and Heat. 8:40 or so tip-off over at the Garden. Just a ridiculous, ridiculous run for Trevor Story. And I had not heard that somebody compared him to Carl Crawford. I did not know that was the conversation.
Oh, it wasn't just one. I think both papers, wow. The Herald and the Globe, writers compared him or at least brought up Carl Crawford. Yeah. Now, I think that they said it was early, but it was a lot of, like, you know, reminiscent of my buddy Jason Mastronato was one of the people who wrote those columns.
Of course, and you defended him.
And I defended him. Yes. I said,
you want to apologize now?
Yes, I fully apologize. I was mad. I was getting emotional because Trevor Story wasn't talking to the media when he was slumping. And I think you got to go out and face the media when you're slumping. But he has turned it around like a son of a gun.
He has 9 home runs and 32 RBIs this month. This month. Homers in 6 of his last 7 games. He is the hottest player in baseball. And it is being ignored here locally, outside of Red Sox diehards, because the Celtics are in this run, which is fine. And there is still part of the fan base that views him as Xander's replacement. And they're not going to fully embrace him until they know that Xander Bogaerts going to be back here.
Yeah,
Andy Hart's one of those guys.
Listen, if he has to keep proving himself this way, then you should be happy.
He's been unbelievable.
And the crazy thing is not to just to deviate from, you know, Trevor Story, but the fact that J.D. Martinez is doing what he's doing.
Free agent.
And nobody's even talking about him. What he's doing is unheard of.
He's hitting like 445 in the month of May.
It's ridiculous what
he's
doing.
He leads American League in hitting last time I looked.
It is nuts. So, you know, the focus is on Trevor Story because he started off so bad. It was like below. It was like 194. Something crazy is batting average. Crazy low. And he's digging himself out, and it's an unbelievable run by him. But everybody, and J.D. Martinez especially, Devers is like playing unbelievable. But every time somebody gets on base, at least for the last 10 days, he's been knocking them in.
It's just been an amazing run. They're back in this thing. They can reset the season, like Alex Cora said, by winning a bunch of games this weekend. They get the Orioles for 5. You're terrible. Baltimore Orioles. The pitcher they're facing tonight is awful. They should absolutely shred him. And, yeah, I think they've gotten to a point now where once the Celtic run is over, I think, Mego, they're going to be interesting enough to be excited about. I don't think they're an AL East winner. Guys, I don't think they're a World Series winner yet, but they're at least worth talking about watching and listening to here on the network.
Yeah, at this point, they're definitely sniffing around wild card, right? And I think that they have a nice runway in their schedule right now to start stacking wins and then get back into their, you know, get back at their divisional opponents, because that's where they really faltered early in the season when their bats were completely ice cold, was against their divisional opponents and falling so deep in a hole there. It's unfortunate that with the Story stuff, the way that this has been constructed because of, you know, low balling Xander, that now every Story success has Xander as the footnote. And it's like, you know, fans shouldn't have to choose, right? With the point that the contract situation that this team is in, they shouldn't have to choose between Xander and Trevor Story and be like, well, we can't like Trevor and celebrate how well he's doing because that might mean that Xander's going out of town.
And it would not be so bad if they had not lowballed him. You know, I go back 5 minutes this weekend, go back and watch Xander on the eve of the season. The first opening day was rained out, but they had a press conference still, and he looked like he had just lost his puppy because he had just gotten the word about the extension. Boris had to say no. Again, a one-year extension on that guy's contract, an embarrassing offer by the Red Sox, John Lester-esque. What they have to hope now is that it doesn't end up submarining their relationship with the player. Red Sox and Orioles all weekend, David Ortiz, Red Sox Hall of Fame last night. Doubleheader tomorrow. Every single game is on WEEI, especially tonight's game. When you go to look for the game tonight, it's not on NESN.
Where is it at?
Apple TV. No one wants to download Apple TV. You know where it is definitely always every night? WEEI 93.7 and the Odyssey app in the Boston area.
Matt, I haven't talked to you about this. Have you watched the Apple TV broadcast?
I want to make this a very positive show today. I don't want to discuss the broadcasters on the broadcast.
The color commentary during the one Red Sox game I watched was pretty weird. It was pretty out there. It was along the lines of Boston, small city, big sports, a lot of big sports. Hard for people to get into Red Sox right now because there's other really big sports such as the Celtics and the Patriots. I was like, what?
It's a positive show today. It's a different show.
I heard they like winning in this town.
I'm not doing that. We're going to talk Celtics with Gary Washburn of the Globe, top of the hour, 5 o'clock. But give me 3 minutes on this.
All right.
Okay, I've been thinking about this. We did this on my BetQL weekend show, which you hear nationally Saturdays at noon on the BetQL network. We're going national with this thing.
Look at you.
First and worst, you're hosting a Memorial Day weekend barbecue, get together, 4th of July, whatever. The first thing you want to see a guest bring and the worst thing a guest can bring. You're on the spot first, Mego. Go.
Corn. Is the best.
Is the best?
I know, I love corn.
Corn on the cob?
Like fresh sweet corn, and you could throw it on the grill.
Don't hate
throw
it.
Throw some like Mexican cheese on it and butter it up.
Oh, Garvin says no.
Corn stinks.
Yeah, I hate the fact that she took corn.
You'll get a chance, Garvin.
I was going to say corn.
You were
really?
I know. I had corn the other day. Corn has such a unique place in my heart during the summer. It's really the only time I eat it.
It's the only time I eat it. It is exponentially better in the summer when it's fresh than any other
and
time
somebody,
of year.
And if you get
it's
somebody
too early for it though.
No,
August, July, for corn on the cob. Yes.
No, I still find some good sweet corn.
Yeah, it's not from here. So you can't say that.
Oh, wait. I can't say that.
No.
Okay, so now I don't know what to say.
I'll go next. Then.
All right, good.
Beer, because people always bring too much beer.
Oh, come on! I didn't know we were doing alcohol.
It's a barbecue, Mego. Do they not have beer in Maryland?
The food menu.
No, the entire thing. And because you know it's going to be extra. And I had a buddy say, what you really is the host. You buy too much and tell your wife, I bought too much. Sorry. I still got to drink it. But if someone brings it, they're going to leave it. They're not going to go back into the cooler and grab the beer out. So it's like free beer for you. So the answer is beer, not corn.
Well, I would say, okay, then the alcohol obviously did.
I can't get worse.
I'm going to go to worst thing. Here's what the worst thing.
Oh, I got a good one.
Here's the worst thing. The worst thing is when people bring their own food and they expect to cook it themselves. I don't like that. If you're going to bring food, like, you ain't cooking it. I'm cooking it because it's my grill. Don't touch my grill.
Mega worst?
Extra people. When people bring uninvited people and they don't clear it, that pisses me off because I'm like, now my ratio of food and alcohol is off. Now I got to run out to the alcohol store. I got to spend another $30 on a handle because I only budgeted for like 12 people and you brought three dudes who are going to like immediately drink all the beer.
Sausage to the sausage party.
You wait, real quick, the most underrated thing to bring?
Can I say the worst real quick?
Ice. Sorry. That's it.
Ice is a good.
Ice is great.
There's the right answer.
I knew it was going to be ice.
Nobody wants to go out and carry it.
No, I know. It'll melt.
Potato salad. Like with mayonnaise, and
it sits
out there, and then no one eats it. And then you got to throw it away anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. It's potatoes and mayonnaise.
There you go. First and worst here, Maloney, Fourier, and Mego WE. I had to crowbar that in there on the holiday.
I like it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.